اللهم صل على محمد. سامنے اچھی خاصی جگہ ہے, جوان بچے پیچھے بیٹھے ہیں, آئیے سامنے بڑھے. اور جو بچے باہر, جو لوگ ماں باپ یہاں پر ہیں اور بچوں کو دیکھے پہلو میں, اگر نہیں آپ کے بچے تو ساتھ لے کر کے بیٹھے, نہ صرف مجلسوں میں بلکہ دعا وغیرہ نمازوں میں بھی, تاکہ بچوں کو عادت بھی ہو انشاءاللہ. 20-25 بچے باہر ہیں سنا, اگر آپ کے ہیں تو ذرا سا. جی اب شب جمعہ ہے, شب رحمت, خصوصاً مرحومین کے لیے ایک فاتحہ پڑھتے ہیں. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الرحمن الرحیم, اهدنا الصراط. وفوض امري الى الله ان الله بصير بالعباد ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم. اعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ذكره شرف للذاكرين وشكره فوز للشاكرين وطاعته نجاه للمطيعين والصلاة والسلام على أكرم الأنبياء والمرسلين شفيع المذنبين خاتم النبيين رحمة للعالمين الذي كان نبيا وآدم بين الماء والطين بالقاسم محمد. وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. ورحمة الله على محبيهم ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين. أما بعد, فقد قال الله, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, وجعلناهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا وأوحينا إليهم فعل الخيرات وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وكانوا لنا عابدين. صلوات پڑھیے محمد وعلى آل محمد. I begin in the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful. Again, it was a blessed day, and may Allah bless us all on the auspicious occasion of birth of two masumin alayhi salatu wa salam. One who has founded the guidelines for entire humanity, the other who protected these guidelines. One was the Sadiq of the time, another was the Sadiq of that his own era. Both were Muhammad and both were Sadiq. And Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We need to learn many things about them. So we are doing in this auspicious occasion the ziyarat of Jamia, which is from 10th Imam. Today is the portion of As-Salamu ala A'immatil Huda wa Misbah al-Duja. Today we are talking about A'lamut Tuqa. One of the sentences, it's a beautiful sentence from Imam. Whenever we go to Imam Asumin alayhi salatu wasalam, we go merely without understanding the value of Imam Asumin alayhi salatu wasalam, without the virtue of the Masumin. Ma'rifat, knowing the Masum and doing ziyarat, is very important for all of us. Many a times when we come back, we talk about the food, about the building, about all of that. We forget the teachings of the Masumin alayhi salatu wasalam. The purpose of ziyarat is to learn the teachings and the spirit which has been given by him, and to make it himself alive and not to go away from astray. It is very ironical to discover these sentences of Imam Khomeini. It needs many, many, many descriptions. A'lam al-taqa, a'lam is plural of alam. Alam means a sign. Today we have in the world more than 200 countries. Each country has its own alam, it is called flag. That flag is representing that country. Not only country has a flag, but also even provinces of each and every country, they have their own flags. Just like in Canada, we have for Ontario another flag, we have for Quebec another, likewise. And not only provinces, they have their other flags, but also sports arena, in the sports arena you see the flags. And likewise many other things which we see, the symbol, once we look at the symbol, we remember the entire ideology behind that symbol. So symbols are nothing, but it is representing the ideology behind that symbol. Sometimes we have production symbols. There's many companies, they have their own symbols. By looking at that symbol, you remember that production. And when we go much more further, when we learn, for example, when all of you, those kids, those who are 16, they go first, they learn theoretical driving test. They give test, written test. What they learn? The symbols they learn first. The signs they learn. By looking at the signs, without learning those symbols, they cannot drive the car. Because symbols are representing the rules for, in order to drive the car with safety and reach their destination with safely. So that those symbols are very, very important for all of us. And without knowing those symbols, you cannot reach to your destiny. Now we have, even in the UNO has its own symbol. So I can give many examples, that's enough for you. This sentence is saying, Ayn Masumeen alayhi salatu wa salam, A'alamut taqwa. They are symbol of taqwa. So if you see the flag of Canada, you remember Canada. If you see the flag of India, you remember India. If you see the flag of Pakistan, you remember Pakistan. Likewise, so on. If you see them, Ayn Masumeen, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-salamu alaykum ala ahli a'lamat taqa. They are the symbol of piety, and they are symbol of dignity. They are symbol of power. They are symbol of value. They are symbol of virtue. They are symbol of everything. Without this, nothing will be remain. If we remember taqwa, taqwa is derived from, the root word is waqa or taqa. Waqa and taqa, meaning of waqa, taqa, I'll give a beautiful understanding if you are with me. Are you with me, inshallah? Salawat bari Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Usually in the hillside areas, when Arabs, they used to come on the horses, and there are sharp edge stones are there, and the downhill, and they are holding their horses, and at that time, if they make a smallest mistake, they will end up bleeding, or they might be ending up their own life. At that moment, they used to say, ittaqi, ittaqi, be careful and protect yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using same word as a taqwa, because in this world, we are passing in edges, each and every stone in our life, it might destroy our life. So be careful while you are driving in this life. You might slip out and end up with those stones which is going to lead you towards astray, and be protect yourself. If you want to protect, these Ayn Masumeen alayhi salatu wasalam, they become symbol in order to protect yourself. Alamut taqa, meaning of alam taqa, this is the meaning. Salawat padi Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Tomorrow is a holiday. We don't need to rush, inshallah. Shabbat Jummah, Shabbat Rahmat, inshallah. So I don't need to rush. I can take 1 hour, isn't it? Or more, inshallah. Salawat pari Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So relax and understand. This is the saying from Masumeen alayhi salatu wasalam. I hope Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, while describing and doing salawat to Prophet Muhammad. He says, Allahumma salli ala dalil ilayka fil layl al-aliyal. May Allah have mercy, blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon a person who was a guide in the darkness. Ala dalil fil layl al-aliyal. Wal ma'asati bi asbabihi bi habli sharafil atwal. He was the one who in the path of long path of Tawheed, he was a symbol to take people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, وَالصَّابِتِ الْقَدَمِ عَلَى زَحَالِفِهَا فِي الزَّمَنِ الْأَوَّلِ. He was firm in his steps in a place where there was a slippery land. As Imam Ali is describing the situation during the time of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. In this we need to understand two things. Number one, we need to understand the A'lam, which is alam, the symbols. Another thing is, we need to understand the taqwa. And once we understand the A'lam, then it is very easy to understand the second part. Without knowing the A'lam, once we say alam, it is symbol, and once it is a symbol of taqwa, we need each and every moment these symbols. Without these symbols, you cannot protect yourself. For example, during the time of Adam, Adam was a symbol for piety, and Noah was a symbol for the piety. Ibrahim, during his time, he was a symbol for the piety. Likewise, it goes on during the time of Prophet Muhammad and also Imam Asamin. Today, these are the symbols which are representing a line in order to protect us from this worldly, destructive world which is leading us to go astray, and those who can protect us not only this world and also hereafter. Islam is not asking for all of us to have only piety and have pious, you should be pious and in order to protect the hereafter. No. Islam is a rule for this world, and you have to remember this is very important today. Islam is not a religion for akhirat. I am very sorry. On the day of judgment, once we die, there is no religion. There is no need to pray namaz. There is no need to do roza. All of these are based today in this world. That means the religion of Islam is either to follow today to be successful on the hereafter. This, once we say the religion of Islam is to follow today, that means all of the laws which is guiding to us, in order to protect the interests of today. We are forgetting that particular value. We think religion is only. Imam Ali Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam again in his dua sabah, Allahumma sabahi hadha nazalan alayya bi diyal huda wa bi salamati fi din wa dunya. Oh Allah, this light which is coming, which is that now sun is going to raise within few moments, the light is coming. This light may make me a light of guidance. Then he says, protect interest of this world and also interest of the other world. For a long time, Muslims forgotten that interest of this world. And that interest has been reinstilled during the era of Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah Alay. He brought us to our conscious. Look, religion is not only tasbih and sajda. Look, who are taking your interest, who are taking your wealth, and who are taking your dignity. Without understanding this, that means Imam Khomeini becomes a symbol